News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good afternoon. Sunny skies and 85 degrees. We are expecting dense fog through the overnight. It's 4:30. I'm Raymond Newport, WSAU News. A former military prosecutor says it will be a long process before a death penalty is carried out in the case of Army Major Nidal Hassan. Criminal defense attorney Tom Kenneth says the convening authority will order a review of the case even before an automatic appeal is filed.
An independent JAG officer with no connection to the case is going to be asked to review the transcripts of the trial and look for error.
A military panel sentenced Hassan to death today for the 2009 mass shooting at Fort Hood, Texas. That same jury found him guilty of 45 counts of premeditated murder and attempted murder on Friday. There will be no United Nations deal on Syria. Fox News' Jonathan Wachtel has more from New York.
The five permanent members of the UN Security Council failed to reach agreement Wednesday on a British proposed resolution that would authorize the use of military force against Syria. The U.S. ambassador to the UN, Samantha Power, and her Russian, Chinese, British, and French counterparts met for a couple of hours and declined comment afterward. If it were to be put to a vote, the current text of the resolution would likely be vetoed by Russia and China, which have blocked three attempts to sanction President Bashar Assad's regime. At the UN, Jonathan Wachtel, Fox News Radio.
President Obama believes that the United States is more fair and more free because of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and the March on Washington. Obama evoked memories of Dr. King on the 50th anniversary of the march today, speaking at the Lincoln Memorial, where Dr. King made the famous I Have a Dream speech. The president said King's words awakened America's long slumbering conscience. A judge in eastern Wisconsin has issued an arrest warrant for a convicted bigamist who skipped out on a court appearance on Monday. 46-year-old Tim Swinia of Weston is facing forgery charges in Calumet County after an ex-girlfriend told officers he took thousands of dollars from her company in a bad check scheme. A trial in that case had been scheduled for next Wednesday. In sports, the Brewers may not be making the playoffs, but third baseman Aramis Ramirez says it feels like a playoff atmosphere when they face teams which are headed to the postseason. The Brewers and the Pirates this afternoon will have pregame at 5:30. The News Channel 7 Weather Authority forecast brought to you by Computer Repair of Mosinee. Get a computer tune-up for just $65 at Computer Repair of Mosinee. For hours of directions, visit computerrepairofmosinee.com. We are expecting areas of dense fog through the overnight, otherwise partly cloudy, a low around 65. For Thursday, a chance of showers and storms, otherwise partly sunny, a high near 85. I'm Raymond Newport on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.